Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook all by himself. Mr. Gook has possessed himself of the newspaper and is just about to settle down in his comfortable chair beneath the floor lamp for a season of rest and relaxation. But before doing so, he calls casually.
Didn't you say our company'd be a little late this evening, kiddo?
What?
Didn't you tell me Ted and Ruthie'd arrive somewhat later than usual?
Yes, Ted had some special job or other at the foundry he had to finish. Put off their supper an extra hour.
Well, I got time to lounge in my easy chair and digest the newspaper while then, huh?
I guess so. Don't forget you have to put on a fresh shirt. I laid you out one on the bed.
Telephone's ringing.
I bet that's Ted calling to say they're not coming at all.
Maybe it's Ted calling to see what flavor ice cream we want.
Well, you know what to say. Strawberry flavor.
I like caramel flavor.
Oh, answer that.
Lou? Yes? Oh, hello, Bluetooth, old horse. How are you, chum? I'm hunky-dory myself. Just a second and I'll call him. Russell, honey? Russell, honey, you're wanted on the telephone.
What?
I have nothing to say to you, Sade. I want Russell.
Russell got back the back door 5 minutes ago.
Yeah?
He beat it as soon as he got the dishes wiped.
I'm terror-stricken. I don't know what to do.
Who is it calling?
Bluetooth Johnson.
Tell him Russell probably went up to the corner of Virginia and Kelsey where the boys congregate on the curb and under the street lamp.
Bluetooth, old treasured sidekick of mine. Sad news, Bluetooth. Russell has decamped. Yeah, his mother tells me he streaked out of the house shortly after he finished his supper. That's right. Well, there's a theory going the rounds that he may have sauntered up to the corner of Kelsey and Virginia Avenue and joined the lads who assembled in the curbing underneath the street lamp. Yes. Okay, Bluetooth, dear old friend. See you soon. Goodbye.
Oh, I would have bet you 5 cents it was Ted saying he was too tired to play cards this evening.
Ted is getting feeble these days.
Ted is working hard these days.
Yes, and Ted is bragging about it plenty, too. If he starts whining and complaining and bellyaching around tonight, I'm going to say, look, Ted, we know you work hard.
You're not going to do any such a thing.
I'm going to say, Ted, old man, you're a mighty heroic guy, but the rest of us are getting good and tired of listening to you holler and bellyache on.
For goodness sake, let's quit that Ted business.
Ted business?
The man's name is Fred.
Oh,
well, it's ridiculous and unfair and everything else to change a man's name right out from under him.
Well, you call him Ted all the time yourself.
I know I do. I did it out in the kitchen just now. Why, it's shameful.
It's disgraceful. Horrible. Gruesome.
No, but all funniness off to one side now. Ish. Fred's name is Fred and not Ted. Let's call him Fred.
We unconsciously picked that up from Uncle Fletcher.
I wonder how unconscious it is.
Why?
I suspect you and Russell both of encouraging the darn thing.
Darn thing? What darn thing?
You and Russell refer to Fred as Ted on purpose.
Why, Sadie?
I'm convinced you do.
Why, Sadie, what are you saying?
Don't feel too abused.
Kiddo, you call Fred Stembottom Ted yourself.
Because it's human nature to copy after something a person hears parroted and repeated around 9,000 times.
Well, all I can say is I feel injured and wounded and hurt.
Well,
and...
don't. You're going to change your shirt, aren't you? I laid a fresh one out on the bed.
I don't have to do it this minute. You said Ted and Ruthie would be late.
Well, they won't be so late the river will catch on fire. I'd trot up and change now and have it over with.
Ted and Ruthie surely ain't so particular that
they... See, Ted...
What? I slipped again.
Oh, you do that on purpose. You know you can get me to doing it after a while, so you keep hammering Ted, Ted, Ted. I suppose that's terrible, terrible comical, and you're a funny, funny man, but I'm going to
listen,
insist.
Listen.
Hmm?
I heard the kitchen door open.
Oh.
I did.
Hello. Lady? In the living room, are they?
See?
You got ears like a hawk anymore.
They sneer and ridicule old Vic Gook when he says he hears the kitchen door open.
Yes, Uncle Fletcher.
Evening, Sadie, honey.
Good evening. Come on in.
I just bumped into Russell up the alley there.
Oh, did you?
We passed the time of day.
We roasted each other back and forth. Russell's a good boy. I and Russell get along fine.
Greetings, Uncle Fletcher. Greetings, greetings, greetings.
Well, Vic, honey, you on deck too, are they?
Yep.
I would have imagined you'd be down at the interurban station.
Why on earth would you have imagined that?
All right, all right.
How's your landlady?
Who's this?
Your landlady, Miss Kellett.
She don't say much.
Well, it's a darn good thing.
Eats three hearty meals a day and leaves a go at that. Oh, she's quiet. She keeps her trap shut.
Yeah.
Oh, ish. Funny man.
Well.
Take off your cap and mackinaw, Uncle Fletcher.
No, Sadie, honey, I can't. Fact of the matter is, I can only stay but a minute. I'm on the way downtown, and being that I was in the neighborhood here, I thought I'd just stick my head in the door long enough to say hello.
Well, glad you did.
To tell you the actual truth, Beck and Sadie, honey, I'm heading for the Bijou Moving Picture Theater.
Oh, I bet you're going to take up tickets this evening.
That's right, that's right. I'm substituting for Ernie Fattler's brother, Ray.
How nice.
Yes, it is nice, it is nice.
Uh-huh, a little extra money that way.
It's nice, it's nice, it's nice.
Huh.
No, I had finished my supper and was sitting there at home in the living room beside the sideboard there, smearing hyena grease on the shoes, and the telephone commenced to ring.
Jiggly-gling, jiggly-gling.
You be quiet, you.
I didn't think nothing about it. Figured likely it was some of the neighbor women after Miss Keller about some female junk or other. I took the receiver off the hook. I put it up against my ear.
And it turned out to be the ticket taker down at the Bijou.
It turned out to be the ticket taker down at the Bijou Moving Picture Theater wanting me to substitute for him taking up tickets this evening. It turned out to be Ernie Fattler's brother, Ray.
Well.
It turned out to be Ernie Fattler's brother, Ray.
Well.
So, you see, I won't have the time to take off my cap and mackinaw.
Jollies, no.
Duty calls, you know.
Sure.
Duty calls. Duty
call. Yes.
We should stick around, Uncle Fletcher. We're going to have ice cream later on. Ted and Ruthie Stembottom are coming over after a bit.
Yes, Ted and Ruthie coming over to play cards this evening.
I'd like to, Vic and Sadie, honey.
But you got previous engagements.
That's right.
Ted and Ruthie would enjoy seeing you, Uncle Fletcher.
I saw Ted this afternoon.
Hey, we got a little something to take up with you, Uncle Fletcher.
I was in the hardware store there on Center Street seeing about a new ankle bolt for a wheelbarrow, and by George, if old Ted didn't walk in. I and Ted roast each other back and forth a good deal. Ted will say, "Hello there, old-timer." And I'll say,
"Listen, Uncle
been taking
Fletcher.
Any wooden nickels lately, Ted?" No, I and Ted gets along all right.
Uncle Fletcher, I want to say something.
Why?
I expect your landlady, Miss Keller, is planting
right
garden.
Out of
well, that's a fine way the head of the house gets spoken to.
You just keep right out of this.
I and Ted got to laugh.
Fred, Uncle Fletcher. Fred.
Oh, that's right. Old Ted was trying to
Listen to me half a second, Uncle Fletcher, please.
Yes, Sadie, honey, sure.
Mr. Stembottom's name is Fred. Mr. Stembottom's name is not Ted.
That's right.
Now, I've told you that 100 times, I bet, and still you insist on going ahead with the wrong thing.
Very likely, Sadie, honey, you referred to the other day.
If you'll pay attention to what I'm saying, Uncle Fletcher, you'll know what I refer to. As far as we're concerned, you can call Mr. Stembottom Ted or Ralph or George or Henry or Charlie or whatever you feel like calling him. But you've got me and Vic and Russell to call him the wrong name.
Very likely you know what and where.
Why do you insist on calling a fellow by some name that don't belong to him anyway?
Still talking about Ted, Dorothy?
I'm still talking about Fred. Fred.
The name Ted is short for the name Fred.
No.
Yes.
It is not. The name Ted is short for the name Theodore.
That's what I said, Sadie, honey.
Oh, you never either. You said the name Ted was short for the name Fred.
I said.
The name Ted is short for the name Theodore. The name Fred is short for the name Frederick.
That's right.
Well, sure, it's right. And I'd appreciate it if you'd remember it. Well, ish, Uncle Fletcher, you call Mr. Stembottom Ted all you want to, only please don't refer to him by that name around here. Vic and Russell and I pick it up, and sooner or later it'll be embarrassing.
Why?
Try not to forget.
Wonder if Ted and Ruthie will stop by for the ice cream, or will Ted...
And you can cut that out.
Cut what out?
Cut it out right here and now.
Fine way to get
right here and now, you can just cut it out.
Well, I'm said hello. I expected about a song on down to the Bijou Moving Picture Theater. Ernie Clapper's brother Ray.
The telephone is ringing. The telephone is ringing.
I'll get it.
Telephone is ringing, Sadie, honey.
Yes, I'm answering it. Hello? Well, hello, Mr. Mann. Sure, we still want to play 500 this evening. How about you and Ruthie Doothie?
Good, no.
Old Ted. I and old Ted get along fine.
Why, bless your heart. Sure, I'll ask him what flavor ice cream he wants you to bring. Just a second, Ted. It's Ted.